From IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Logan on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Markets today are starting off with a bearish tone on the commodity sector. We have July corn down 2.25 at 4.10.5. New crop December corn down 2.5 at 4.37.75. Soybeans July down 8.5 at 11.05. New crop November soybeans down 9 at 11.23.25. Wheat markets are also lower here. Chicago wheat on July down 8.5 at 5.76. Kansas City wheat July down 5.5 at 6.29. Big news over the weekend is the proposed tentative agreement with the U.S. and Iran, which is a deal potentially to be signed on Friday in Switzerland. This has brought the oil markets down sharply, about 5.5% on July WTI at $80 a barrel. That had the grain markets opening up lower last night and carrying into today's session. I think that's tied with favorable weather across the Corn Belt. Much of the I states and Missouri saw a decent amount of rain over the weekend. And really, as we look into the next week or two, rains are expected to continue with average to slightly above average temperatures. I think that holds another bearish tone here in the middle of June over the grain markets. And I think you'll see that reflect here in this afternoon's crop progress report with possibly some better crop conditions here today at 3 p.m. Central. When we look at the CFTC report on Friday, we saw large amounts of selling from fund traders shorting about 120,000 contracts of corn, 58,000 of beans, and 23,000 contracts of soft red winter wheat. That now puts the spec funds on the short side of the corn market, something we haven't seen since February, and quite a large drawdown from their net long position that they held here in the spring. I think that underlines the tone in the commodity sector of a deal with Iran really is bringing money flow out of commodities. And as we're seeing today, sharply into the financial markets with the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ up large amounts, money flow coming out of the commodities, especially the grains, and into the financial sector. As we look at the livestock here, we have August live cattle up 15 cents at 241.30, and the October up 42 cents at 234.20. Feeder markets, August feeder cattle up $1.15 at 358.57. And looking to the hog markets, July hogs up 10 cents at 97.55. August up down 30 cents at 96.10. And October hogs down 77 at 80.60. When we look at the CFTC report for the livestock, one thing to note is the large selling on the hog market. We saw another 7,100 contracts short on the lean hogs. That actually puts the spec funds positioning on the lean hog market net short close to 14,000 contracts, which is a sizable drawdown from their net long position that they held back here through the winter and early spring. Another note on the livestock sector is for end users in general, this area would be one to consider locking in feed needs. We've seen a drawdown here in the corn prices and also in the soybean meal levels here around $300. This area is of value if you're an end user to possibly extend your coverage for 60 days. This has been Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing.
All right. Thank you, Logan. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Arjun Tucker, and 1A is up next. And you can always check out the latest in state, local, and national news headlines online on our website at ipmnewsroom.org, along with your forecast 24/7. Thanks for listening again to Illinois Public Media this Monday, June 15th. I'm Arjun Tucker. 1A is up next.